The students, as the students were saying, we need government to scrap out or scrap off a scholarship policy currently being mooted by the government. It's in draft form. But given the analysis that has been given of the scholarship policy, it seeks to make education a commodity that will be bought and sold only to those wealthy and affluent few. And it will no longer provide the services that have always been given by government, including in particular giving out bursaries to all people, or rather students that have been admitted to tertiary institutions, which has been an ongoing practice for a very, very long time. Now, this new law seeks to change that, which is what the students are against. Now, secondly, as the students were saying, we want government to provide free quality education for primary pupils, because there is a constitution clause that says government, after 3 years of the commencement of the constitution, I'm sure you will be aware that there is a new constitution in Swaziland, which was enacted about 3 years ago, or not 4 years. So it has a clause that says every pupil who goes to primary school shall go for free after 3 years. Now, that clause was never put to implement it, and they went to court. The court said government must provide the free education at primary school. So the students are saying, because that didn't happen, it is therefore important that government must ensure that all the children who are at primary school do get that kind of education, as per the constitution and the courts. Now, secondly, the students are saying they want their personal allowances to be increased, because in the past, like over 12 years, if not more, they haven't increased. Yet the social economic demands are no longer compatible with the meager money they get as personal allowances. So they are saying that must increase. They are also saying the government must recognize a student body, which has since been formed by all the students in the country, as a legitimate organization that represents the collective interest of students, which is the Southern National Union of Students. In the past, they've had meetings, organizing, trying to have and fight on behalf of students, but those efforts have been in vain, particularly because they didn't have a collective body that represents all the students. Now the students find themselves in a position where they formed their organization that represents their interest, and now they want government to register it officially and formally. Now what is happening is that the students have given government their demands, and the government has responded by closing all the tertiary institutions in the country, which have been away for about 2 weeks. Now, that is the main issue that is currently making headlines in Swaziland. And we as the students are saying, until those demands have been met, there will be strong resistance on students, particularly with regard to the opening of those colleges and universities.
Don't you think that the demands that the students are making are unreasonable, looking at the fact that the country has been suffering due to the recent world economic meltdown?
The reason why I guess students decided on these kinds of demands is not only because they feel they are legitimate, but also it is because indication that the government has got money, but it spends it in the wrong areas. There has been a lot of expenditure that doesn't benefit anyone except for the rulers. There has been a lot of awarding of money, particularly to politicians. Recently, they had their salaries, I think, tripled. Also, there are a lot of expenditures to white elephant projects that never take off. So the students, therefore, believe that had that money been channeled correctly, no one would be complaining. So government, knowing that she has not been giving out the right, rather, has not been making appropriate expenditures, she has no reason to say she doesn't have money, because the students can point to a number of things which not benefit any of the people in our country, but rather a few section of our rulers.
Apart from calling on the government to rescind its decision of indefinitely closing colleges or tertiary institutions in the country, what else is the student body ready to give to the government to ensure that there is an agreement?
I think I guess first of all is that everything will be determined by how government responds to those initial demands. But I think also it has now brought a new element of whether the government the students are dealing with is a government that really has got interest of their concerns. And they have said they are ready to go to the table and even offer solutions on how some of these issues could be addressed. But clearly there has been a lot of arrogance from the government and a lot of paternalistic behavior, which has led to the students taking a hard line themselves.
So what action is the student body ready to take, especially when the government is not yielding to your demands? You need to go to the negotiating table. Without it, the schools will still be closed. You will not get the required education that you need to have, and then the whole system will be put in jeopardy. What action do you think the student can take in this instance?
I think what is now is at the center of every student's mind is the question of now, they are now, the students are now thinking is that they must be on the ground, on the streets, because we must be aware as well that there has been a number of protest actions in the past few weeks, which led to some abduction of some of the student leaders and a number of other activities. There's been a lot of action on the ground. Now, the students are saying they are no longer going to be begging for the negotiation table to be opened, but rather they are going to make government to call them to a negotiation table, which will include, obviously, street protests and organizing.